gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord.
On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciples also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
First by saying Happy Easter to all and to each and every one of you. Well, thank you. So he is risen. Alleluia. I know on behalf of Sister Anne and Father Charles and the parish and the school staff, we do hope and pray this is a wonderful and glorious day with your loved ones and that this Easter season is filled with much grace and much blessing. I also just want to take this opportunity to thank our ushers and servers, and Eucharistic ministers, lectors, all those who, sacristan as well, Jeannie, and server, our choir and our ensemble part here today, and Cricket, who did our decorating. Cricket, why don't you stand up so they can see who did. You know what? Say thank you to all of them. Thank you. Easter runs kind of late this year, doesn't it? No, it's not the latest it can go. In the year 2038, Easter will be celebrated on April the 25th, one day hence. Now, I don't know how many of us will be there for that. Some of us may be celebrating the resurrection at that point. Just for trivia pursuit, if you play it today. One day, two rabbis were sitting together talking, and one of the rabbis was a more seasoned senior rabbi with a lot of experience, while the other was a young guy, still learning insights of being a rabbi. Well, the older rabbi kept testing the younger rabbi by peppering questions at him. It's going on all day. Well, when it came to his final question, he posed to the young rabbi. He said, "Was the world better off before or after the fall of Adam in the Garden of Eden?" Well, the hesitation, the running rabbit said, "Well, gee, that's easy, Rabbi. The world was better off before the fall of Adam." The old rabbi sat and stared for a moment at the young rabbi. A calm, very clear, very direct voice said, "No, the world was better off, was not better off before the fall of Adam. The world is better off after the fall of Adam, because now we have a God who comes to look for us." Jesus is risen. Alleluia. We celebrate today a God who comes to look for us. Today, we and Christians throughout the world celebrate that life has meaning. We celebrate that life is redeemed, resurrected. We celebrate that to be human is to be good, because when we are most fully ourselves, when we are most fully human, it is then that we recognize Almighty God. Today we celebrate that it's never too late to start anew. By the resurrection of Christ, the Father says to Adam, sin of Adam in his first fall, "I love you, Adam." To Peter, who denied Christ, "I love you, Peter. Now let's start over." And to poor Judas, who didn't understand that he could start over, he just couldn't figure out that Christ had forgiven him, even if he couldn't forgive or accept himself. And to each of us on this glorious day, the message is the same. I give you new life because I love you. I am the God who comes to look for you. Today's celebration challenges us to move from fear to freedom. We are changed to move from a relationship of fear to a free, life-giving relationship of love. We are asked to believe that in spite of sin, evil, and darkness, the world is better off now because we indeed have a God who now comes to look for us. It's true that all of us have been formed by our pasts, but Christ invites us to put all of that behind us. Christ invites those who may have been struggling with addiction to put that past fear behind them. Christ invites those who feel a sense of worthlessness to move past it and to move away from that sense. Christ invites the teenager, the young adult, or really anybody, who gives up or gives in to the fear of failure or rejection. Christ invites those who suffer with illness to move away from fear by knowing that God suffers with us. You see, the Jesus of history and the Christ of faith is the God of real people, you and me, who have real lives, who have real joys and real sorrows. I'm reminded of a story a priest friend told me. He used to visit this elderly woman in the nursing home on a regular basis. She never opened her own mail. She would have a nurse open it and read it. If it was bad news, the letter got thrown into the, what do we call it now, the circular file, without the elderly lady ever seeing it, saying she had enough bad news in her own life. If it was good news, the nurse gave her the letter to read. You see, Easter allows us to face the good news and the bad news of our life. Our God is there through it all, just as Almighty God was with Christ through it all. Life, death, and resurrection. Today's feast invites us to move from fear to freedom, from the past to the present, from winter to spring, from death to life. Jesus invites you and me to come out of our own tombs, which Cricket has set up so beautifully in the back row there, into the light of his life. In the end, it's all very simple and clear. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Not time, not space, not crucifixion, not even death. Since Almighty God was faithful to Jesus Christ, God is faithful to us. So we come full circle. Is the world better off after the fall of Adam? Of course it is. Because now we have a God who comes to look for us. In fact, in Christ, we have a God who lives with us. Jesus has already rolled away the stone of the tomb. All that's left for us, brothers and sisters, is to step out and start searching.